Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Charlotte Isserby was the number two person in the Department of Education under Reagan. And when she discovered that bureaucracy was up to, even then, was amazing, the deliberate dumbing down of our children, she's coming up in the next segment. And by the way, her book is going out of print. We've got the last ones at InfoWars.com. Very powerful information. Finishing up with former Congressman Bob Barr. He heads up LibertyGuard.org and the National Opt-Out Movement. And what I like about what they're doing, finishing up with the congressman who's been gracious to join us today in his continued fight for liberty, is that this isn't just like the ACLU who you go throw yourself at the feet of and they might help you. This gives you a type of solidarity and, you know, a well-informed, moderate legal opinion with a card, with your rights, letting the TSA know you're part of an organization, that you're part of a group of people that are informed and that you're not isolated and alone. Congressman, I like the fact that you've got folks out there getting proactive as individuals. Tell us about Liberty Guard.
Liberty Guard is an organization that we formed earlier this year with a group of very, very good freedom lovers like you, Alex, to educate the American people with regard to much of what government is doing, not just the TSA, but other government agencies, the privacy invasions and so forth, the evils of the growth of big government, the corresponding loss of freedom. And one of the projects that we've taken on, as we've discussed here a little bit today, is the Opt-Out Alliance. This is costs nothing for people to get their Opt-Out Alliance Air Travelers Rights Card. They can get that by going directly to Liberty Guard, www.libertyguard.org. They can get it by going to Bob Barr's website, my website, bobbarr.org. We have a link. Or they can go directly to optoutalliance.org. It's simply important for people to go to the Opt-Out Alliance website simply to let us know, to sign up, get your free card so that you know what your rights are, but also to let other freedom-loving Americans know that, that you're on board to take a stand against this.
Absolutely. In closing, you got cut off by the break. You were getting into the move towards censorship of media that, from my research, I've never seen in this country be as intense. Finish up that statement in about 1 minute, and we'll let you get back to work.
It isn't just government going after media and new media outlets, the alternative media and the internet and so forth. It's all of the above, and the so-called net neutrality law or regulations that the FCC is pushing right now is part and parcel of that. The government, as you know, almost always tries to couch its steps to take away liberty as liberty-enhancing. The Orwellian or bizarro world approach to government. But people need to watch out for this net neutrality law and the regulations as well.
Yeah, I've read the new FCC regulations, and obviously you have, because you're accurately, from my view, addressing it. It claims, oh, we're going to protect the internet, but when you read it, it's the FCC declaring regulation of the internet. And when you get into the fine print of what they've said, they want to start taxing it, tracking it, make you have an ID, and that would be the end of the internet as we know it. Former Congressman Bob Barr of LibertyGuard.org, also bobbarr.org. Thank you for coming on the broadcast. We look forward to speaking to you as this story and other stories unfold.
Absolutely. Thank you and your listeners, Alex.
Thank you, Congressman. There goes Bob Barr. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back with Charlotte Isserby, an amazing lady who I haven't had on in several years. With her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, available at InfoWars.com. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. The transmission continues. Key Intel straight ahead.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Charlotte Iserby is an amazing individual. And her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, is going out of print. We bought every one that she's got left, 800 of them, some of them hardcover. They are available at Infowars.com. They just went up there today. She's been out of the country quite a bit, off and on, and we hadn't been carrying the book the last year and a half. And then I contacted her to carry them again because people keep wanting them, and I found out that they are now going out of print. Well, we're going to have 800 of them. We've got them. And she just shipped us 300 of them. The rest are coming. So if you want to get your order in for this phone book-sized book, she was the number two, the head of policy, senior policy advisor, and the Office of Education, Research, and Improvement for the U.S. Department of Education during the first Reagan administration, where she first blew the whistle on a major technology initiative which would control curriculum in U.S. classrooms. Iserby is a former school board director in Camden, Maine, and was co-founder and research analyst for Guardians of Education in Maine. And, of course, in 78 to 2000, she was also the American Red Cross before that, in Guam and Japan during the Korean War, and the United States Foreign Service in Belgium and the Republic of South Africa. Iserby is a speaker and writer best known for her 85 booklet, Back in Basics, Reform,
Skinnerian International Curriculum, and her 1989 pamphlet, Soviets in the Classroom, America's latest fad, which covered the details of the U.S. Soviet and Carnegie Soviet education agreements, which remain in effect to this day. She is a freelance writer and has articles published in Human Events, The Washington Times, The Bangor Daily News, and is included in the Record of Congressional Hearings, DeliberateDumbingDown.com. And again, we now have all of the books. She's got about 50 orders that she's fulfilling from her website, but we now have all of them, and I am just want you to have them. You know somebody on a school board? You know somebody who runs a private school or a public school? Your children are in school. This book is filled with all the documents that she got out of the Department of Education and that she got since then. It is the size of a phone book. In fact, I should get one in here and show it to you. They're available at Infowars.com. And by purchasing it, you also support our work and her work. But I want to give her the floor for the rest of this hour, then 5 minutes in the next hour. Then I'm getting into the North Korea situation, the economic developments, the latest on WikiLeaks, and the TSA. A lot of key intel coming up next hour. But it's great to have Charlotte Iserby here with us today. Charlotte, I know you've covered the history over and over again, but if you could briefly tell us about yourself. You know, I mean, you got the position because you were, a great foreign service person, really helped out your local schools, didn't probably hurt. Your dad was Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, you know, good family, you know, there on the East Coast. And you got into the Reagan administration, and boy, did you find something out. So tell us about the basics and then get into the latest stuff, because you say you've got some bombshell info for us.
Well, it is bombshell info because it's the final nail in the coffin of what has been planned ever since the beginning of the last century by the elitist, upper class, very wealthy families. You can go back, you know, to the Whitneys, the et cetera, in the late 1800s. As you know, Alex, they had that meeting. It's in Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley. He was President Clinton's mentor at Georgetown University, Carol Quigley. I have that original book of his. But I don't know on what page it is where he talked about how, and he was a historian for the Council on Foreign Relations, so he's not some little fly-by-night. He said that these individuals got together and they decided they had to basically control both parties at the top. So that when the American people go to the polls, we'll think we're going to get what we want, but we won't because both parties are the same at the top. Now, you know, if I were about to die on my deathbed and someone asked me what was the most important thing for Americans to know, of everything that I've found out in my years with the Foreign Service, the Department of Ed, local school board member, everything, I would say that is it. Because the American people have got to understand that at the top, both parties have the same agenda. And that agenda is a planned economy. And you can call it whatever you want. You can call it a conservative planned economy, or a communist planned economy, or a Christian planned economy. It doesn't make any difference. It's a planned economy, which means that your children will have no upward mobility at all. There will be no future for them. We will have no free market anymore, with all the wonderful trappings that go with the free market, like we have experienced, at least I grew up in a wonderful America, okay? Now, that's why I say this is the last nail in the coffin, and we're going to talk about that today. But a little bit of my background, local school board member, most important thing that happened to me when I was fighting all the values-destroying programs and all, a retired teacher called me and said, you're right on, I want to pay for you to go for some training in innovations and education. That was 1974. I went. The trainer was being funded by the U.S. Department of Ed, which was subsequently my office, Ronald Havelock's change agent manual, how to become a change agent in the schools. And I was trained on how to identify the resistors in my community. Well, it was very interesting to be trained how to identify yourself, right? The resistors are the smart people, like your listeners, who went right up against sex ed, drug ed, alcohol ed, suicide ed, all the education programs that basically are geared to doing just the opposite of what they tell you. They want your kids to commit suicide. They want your kids to be promiscuous. That's, you know, death education is a suicide thing. They want your kids to take drugs.
Order out of chaos.
They want abs, exactly. Create, okay, that's what they did. They had to create the chaos. They had to destroy our children's values and absolutely do away with any semblance of an academic curriculum, math, science, four years of math, science, literature, you know, history, et cetera. Get rid of history. When I went through that, about identifying the resistors and then also identifying the important people in the community, really good people, and we all know a lot of them, right? Head of the Rotary, head of the Garden Club, head of the Historical Society. The important people, you go to them, and you convince them that this is very important to put this sex ed program in, or this suicide ed program, or this bullying program, or this whatever program, that obviously has nothing to do with anything to do with what parents want the schools to do.
And it sets the precedent.
I went through that, and then I helped start Guardians of Education for Maine, and I ran again for school board, and I lost because they hated my guts by that time. But hold on to your elected officials, folks, no matter what. They can get rid of me, that's right. They should get rid of me if they have enough people to vote against me. Have to hold on to your elected officials, and that's something I want to point out right now. Up there, number two, I said the most important thing to know is that the Republicans and Democrats are the same. Number two is, most important thing, go up against any change in local governance where they're taking away your elected officials. And then we are going to move into the basic thrust of my conversation today. And I will go into history of the Department of Ed a bit, too. But the basic thrust, in case Alex gets cut off, is do not fall for any form of school choice. Unless it's homeschooling and you're not receiving any federal monies, any tax monies at all, no computer curriculum that is virtual computers like William Bennett's curriculum, do not go there. Nothing that receives tax money is going to be legitimate because or safe because your child will have to take the federal test. And the federal test is 60% attitudinal. And that's why they want the teachers to have merit pay, performance-based pay now, to force the teachers into teaching to the federal international politically correct test.
Now, let me just throw this out there, Charlotte, briefly. I mean, that's the key, is that no wonder the test scores are dropping, as you discovered. They want you learning anything but reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's all about basically being re-educated with diversity training,
right.
And it sets the precedent for federal/international curriculum,
right.
And that's what Bill and Melinda Gates are doing, is running around accelerating this.
And it's school to work. It's nothing but training your child. There's a difference between training and education, very big. Training bypasses the brain. Has nothing to do with your child being able to figure out what's going on in the world or have a conscience or anything. The training is the Skinner part.
Pavlovian.
The Pavlovian part. And it's all in my book. All the documents of this, especially the appendices, marvelous appendices, which explain the Pavlovian method. But also, Alex, what we're doing today for you is this great article, The Loss of Free Will, is going to be up on my website and going to be sent to you. It has all these great links that people can click on to listen to key educators explaining them what conditioning is, that this is what's going to go on in your child's classroom. There will no longer be a true academic curriculum, and the charter schools will be the schools to implement it. They do not have elected school boards, charter schools. Charter schools, they act like they're the same as public schools, but they say they're innovative, and your parents are so happy because they can get their children out of this mess.
So they destroy the old schools.
Right.
And then they bring in the new corporate schools.
Absolutely. The public school teachers will jump ship. And this is what I've said all along would happen. jump ship from the traditional public school system with its extremely good, I might say, setup. I mean,
sure, sure. They have to destroy it before they rebuild it. Charlotte, stay there. You're going to have the floor when we come back. Let's finish up what you discovered, Department of Education. Then the new information that's coming out, exactly as you predicted. The book is The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
It's available at InfoWars.com, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. It is full of graphics, photos, documents. You want the total proof, 100% proof of the scientific takeover of education. Charlotte, if I'm correct, it goes back to what, Germany 200 years ago in Prussia, kindergarten. They wanted people to regurgitate info. Not to actually be taught a classical education of how to think and to learn the love of thought, but to be drones,
right,
so that they could decide what slot in life you would fill.
Yes.
They wanted Hessian soldiers who would sacrifice themselves in war unquestioningly. So you're at the Department of Education. You start discovering these horrors.
Right.
You have all the quotes in your book from them about how the family's a disease. They've got to get rid of it. I mean, this is literally the Borg takeover. Please continue.
Well, yes, the family and the country, nationality, any child who comes to school who believes in family and country and patriotism and et cetera is mentally ill. We have all these quotes. But there's a very good quote, because what we're really looking at, and of course they have to change the values, completely destroy any values that children have, religious or towards their country and all, and that's been sort of done, in case we wonder what's going on out in the street there with these sad-looking children and dropping out of school and all. That has been done. Now it's the rephrasing, what is what you would call it, and the goal has been reached, and I just want to read, this is a new quote, Alex, that I found the other day. I give credit to a wonderful researcher who passed away recently, I guess, Jean Patton from Indiana. Brilliant. She was very good on English literature and all, and she wrote a little booklet. I can't remember the name of it right now, but this quote is in it, and it is from Woodrow Wilson. It's very important. This is when he was president of Princeton University. And addressed to the Federation of High School Teachers, and the quote was published in Consumer Advocates in the Classroom by Jean Patton, okay? Now, listen to this. It's better even than the Gates quote, you know, the Rockefeller one, the Southern Education Board, where they talked about, you know, with the minorities and all, just we don't need doctors, lawyers, professors, et cetera, all of that. We just want to, you know, have the happy down on the farm, huh? But this is even better. Here we go. This is Woodrow Wilson. This is before he was president. Quote, we want one class of persons to have a liberal education. And we want another class of persons, a very much larger class of necessity in every society, to forego the privilege of a liberal education and fit themselves to perform specific difficult manual tasks, end quote.
Wow.
That is dynamite. Now, that, folks, is exactly what's going in now. And let me point out to you, I had no idea when I got into the U.S. Department of Ed, I was a great fan of Ronald Reagan's, was, in quotes, huh? And when I got in there, I had no idea I was going to find this. I didn't know anything about school to work. I knew everything, I believe, about values clarification. I had even gone through Sidney Simon's values clarification, because I don't believe in talking about anything or writing about anything unless you've been through it. So I knew that the major goal in the 60s and 70s and into the 80s was to destroy our children's moral values. But I had no idea until I got into the Department of Ed. And Ronald Reagan promised to get rid of it, and he didn't on purpose. And if people think it was a mistake, it wasn't. He was not what people think. Anyway, I got in there and I started seeing all these things that led me to believe that they were focusing on workforce training. And then I got a hold of the Project BEST, Better Education Skills Through Technology, which is the computer curriculum, which is total Skinner, because Skinner said the computer was his box. And B.F. Skinner is the one who said, I could make a pigeon, your child, a high achiever by reinforcing it on a proper schedule. And the Secretary of Education right now under Obama has said that he believes in, well, they believe in merit pay. That's the same thing for the teachers. And for the students, he believes in paying them for good grades. Well, Skinner would love this. This is absolutely down his alley. Our whole country has been subjected and is being right now to Pavlov. In my own little town of Bath, Maine, 4 years ago, the police and the community-oriented policing system started passing out medals to citizens who they judged were doing good deeds.
Well, now, to interrupt, the New York Times has written a bunch of articles where the public school kids are given fake tickets to write their mother or father for taking a hot bath or for leaving the water running while they brush their teeth. They're openly turning our kids into spies.
Yep.
And the Drudge Report just went live with this. They're now having the TSA invade Walmart. We know Walmart's part of this big continuity of government takeover program to train the Walmart employees to be spies now. Stay there, Charlotte. Let's continue with what's going on in the public schools and how to stop them. Straight ahead. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The book was a number one and has been number one bestseller on the Barnes & Noble's list. Number one bestseller in the education department. This is cold-blooded what's happening, and we've got the last 800 of these books now going out of print, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, available at Infowars.com. I'm very excited to see people pouring in to get them. Many places are sold for more than $100 online. We're selling them for $39.95 against the size of a phone book. These are so important to have as a historical record and to fight this enemy operation, because Charlotte Iserby was the head of Policy Department of Education, and she was able to put their blueprint together in one place. Again, it's available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And look, their whole Copenhagen global tax has fallen apart. Their TSA takeover, which they now admit is a federal takeover of the streets of America and of all commerce, not just airlines. That's in trouble. When we stand up and say no, we can have an effect. Okay? So this is a great tool in that fight. Charlotte Iserby, please continue breaking down the new developments and the final nail in the coffin with the takeover of education and what their end game is.
Okay. Well, the goal is to implement the international planned economy, and most of you know about that, using total quality management and all this and that. That's why the corporations are so deeply involved in our schools right now. And as I said, this started out when I was in my office, in the Office of Educational Research and Improvement. I saw that when Ronald Reagan set up an office in the White House for, it was called Private, nice name, the Council for Private Sector Initiatives. My boss made a mistake sending me over to the White House as a liaison. So I went over and I just innocently said, you know, I'm not highly educated, but when you merge the public and private sector, which is what it was all about, isn't that corporate fascism? And this lovely lady said, well, gee, I don't know whether anybody really thought of it that way. Well, they did. And that was exactly the beginning of this merger of the public and private sector, which the nicest thing you can call it is corporate fascism. But basically, it's socialism and it's communism. And it is a planned economy, and that is not the American way. Now, you can say, oh, well, that can't happen in our schools. Oh, yes, it can. It's happening through... They had to destroy the schools first to make them so horrible that parents and all would accept anything. And so they talk about school choice. It sounds so nice. That means parents are really happy. They're going to be able to put their child into a school that teaches the 3 R's and sound values. No, folks. The school choice is lethal. They are going to bring our country down and change our whole form of government and economic system through school choice and charter schools. Now, I know there are people out there who are really shocked because they're going to be saying, oh, well, my conservative, great conservative organization that I give money to and the Heritage Foundation, all these American Conservative Union and all these conservative groups support school choice. Well, folks, look, join the crowd with me. Can you imagine how dismayed I am? That's hardly the word. I thought I was a conservative. Now I don't know who hates me the most. I think the conservatives hate me more than the left, because at least the left tells the truth about what they're doing. We've counted on the conservatives to save our children, to save our schools, to save our country. No, don't count on them at all. You might do better counting on good teachers that are still left in the system and supporting them in stopping performance-based teacher education and stopping charter schools and insisting at the state level that you get into the education legislation and bring your schools back to the traditional K-12, no workforce training like recommended by Woodrow Wilson.
No political correct brainwashing where they spend all day teaching everybody.
Absolutely.
You know, how to...
Teachers would be hired according to a lot about their background. You would interview them to find out, you know, they're happily married, they have children, what are their values, et cetera. Do you want them in charge of your children? We would return our schools to what they used to be. And I can assure you there are many American teachers out there right now, as bad as you may think they all are, and some are, especially the young have been so brainwashed. There seems to be only one way to go, and that is to try to work with the teachers in the public school system, believe it or not, and with the teachers union that is fighting the performance-based teacher education. Because what if you don't do this, we've had it. I never thought I would get to the point where I would have to recommend that this is the only place to go, because I cannot find a single conservative organization in the country that is willing to admit that they are imposing a planned economy on us through school choice and charter.
But that's
schools.
What Webster Tarpley wrote in his three books on Obama, that Obama's job was posing as a liberal and busting up Chicago schools, not to fix them, but to hand them over to Bill and Melinda Gates, who literally teach the kids that one-child policy is good, that humans are bad.
Yeah.
They admit, even 2020, as you know, back in the early 90s reported, that when they brought death education in that you warned about, it teaches the kids how to commit suicide, and then suicide explodes. They bring in more death education, more drugs.
Suicide explodes.
More Prozac, which causes suicide. Suicide explodes. I mean, they are so diabolical, but the average grassroots person implementing this is compartmentalized and just goes ahead with the program, believing the label.
Well, that's right, but I mean, we're really far past that now. We've moved out of the values-destroying stuff. They've done their job, which is the unfreezing, right? And then they come in with the freezing, and the freezing is the workforce training, which will require no brain activity, because if you study Skinner, if you understand animal training,
Briefly explain to people Skinner. We got time here.
Explain
Skinner, and then explain freezing, unfreezing.
Well, B.F. Skinner, first of all, I put the quote first about I could make a pigeon a high achiever by reinforcing it on a proper schedule. Well, okay, just think about your dog. Okay, everybody has dogs or something, right? Well, it's very easy to train your dog with, Fido said, if you give the dog a dog biscuit, the next time you say Fido said, he's going to look for the dog biscuit, right? And he's going to sit. So this is what they're doing with your children in the classroom now. This is workforce training. There is no thinking going on in Fido's head. It's just neurological, if you understand. You go to the doctor, he used to do this. It's a rubber hammer. He hits your knee, and your knee pops up. That's reaction. That's not thinking. Now, this is what is necessary for workforce training, and it has been admitted to by all of the key behaviorists.
Well, wait, they admit that's what they've done with police is reflexive. They're brainwashed drones. The TV lowers people's brainwaves. We have a drone zombie population.
Well, yes, and I was saying, it's not too funny, but I've been talking for so long, Alex, that when I read the news and everything, I'm quite numb now to everything. I'm really numb. So I think a lot of your listeners can relate to that. They feel numb too, and they're great.
By the way, to be clear, you have graphics put out by the Department of Education where they say they want brainwashed zombies. I mean, the whole book is just nightmare control freaks saying we're ending the family. People won't be able to talk when we're done with them. It's basically 1984 already. The language is being made a lot smaller, just like Orwell talked about, where you can't communicate with many people now because they literally can't even understand you.
No, you can't. And let me point out before I want to get this in, because people may, they're saying, oh, I wish I had a pen or write this down, or how am I going to check that or whatever. They have to go to the website. So two websites. One is deliberatedumbingdown.com, and that has all my articles on it. And there's the exchange of correspondence between myself and President Reagan, where I informed him after I had been dismissed from my job for leaking a document to Human Events on workforce training, basically better education skills through technology. Actually, I wrote him after I was dismissed to tell him that the department was a Marxist factory. And that letter is there. I never got a response. Of course I didn't. He didn't want anybody even a response saying thanks for your letter and nothing more than that. He didn't want me to be able to say that he had received it, huh? He received my letter. He knew very well what was going on. 3 years later, he signed the agreements with Gorbachev to merge the education systems. At the same time, Carnegie signed with the Soviet Academy of Science to merge the two systems.
And that's UNESCO, all on record.
And so that happened, and then that's on the website. This is what I'm trying to point out right now. That website is very important. That's a PDF, that letter. Now, there's another PDF there. It's called Experimentation on Minorities. And I've got all the goods on them. They used the minorities with the Skinner method from the beginning, from 1965 with the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. They targeted the minorities to see if this workforce training thing would work. They used it on them. That's why the minorities' test scores went down. Chicago was one of their first schools in 1968. They put it, I think, in 1982. The test scores were so horrible in Chicago after using the Skinner method, Bloom's Skinner method, that Education Week, which is their big education journal, said it was called human. They called Chicago a human tragedy.
Well, they even took away phonics, where you got to look at a word and then remember it. They know that doesn't work. They got rid of what worked by design. I mean, I've got stuff from 1898 by the U.S. Banking Association saying we've got to take over education and dumb them down. Too many people are reading. I mean, you try to read a newspaper from 200 years ago, yeah. I can't even read it.
No,
I mean, they have literally turned us.
Great, Alex, I was going to talk to people later. My website, I told them that, deliberatedumbingdown.com. But at AmericanDeception.com, you were just talking about something interesting, made me think of it. There is an incredible test, and I'm trying to think of the name. I wish I could remember that test. Higley.
It'll pop in your head in a minute.
Will,
the point is.
But it's a test in 1953 in Central California. And it is unbelievable. It's up on the website. And it's Hignite is the name. Now, folks, if you write anything down today, write this down. Because I consider this is the proof that you can take out and show people. The name is Kenny Hignite, Hignite. You type that into the search engine at AmericanDeception.com. You're going to see an 8 or 10 page test on the Constitution. Kenny Hignite got 99 on it, I think. Excellent, A+ or something. That test, it's all in his own handwriting. Someone gave me this test when I was speaking somewhere, and it's all in his own handwriting. He filled it. His handwriting's not that good, but boy, is he smart. Now, a lot of people say, oh, he's a genius. No wonder. That has nothing to do with it. This is what was expected of American public school students in 1953 in Central California. They had to know the Bill of Rights. They had to know all the Supreme Court justices by name. They had to know the division of powers, all the different divisions of government, you name it, everything. The Constitution, term limits, you know, whatever. Go and look at that. Kenny Hignite. This is for people who will say to you, look and say, well, I think my children, you know, seem to be really doing very well. And you know what? The point is, it's not your children. I would say, I'm dumb. I'm dumb myself. I couldn't pass that test. So there's no question that this has been a deliberate thing. Now, the other thing, which is the reason we started the American Deception website, that now has 150,000 pages hand-scanned of original documents. My son did this. I don't know how he ever did it. On that website. And they deal with religion, the occult, tremendous amount of education documents, tremendous documents in World War II showing all sorts of things none of us knew, World War I, the unbelievable website. But the one document that I bought, there was one left, is the congressional record, the hearings on the tax-exempt foundations in 1953 that were abruptly shut down by the Eisenhower administration and others, of course. And this is the Norman Dodd story, because he was the research director. These are the congressional hearings investigating the tax-exempt foundations. 3,000 pages. I paid $3,000, okay, for them. Now, I understand that the person I bought them from, he was offered any amount to get that one copy, any amount. This was 20 years ago. One of the minions in the foundations came and said, "We will pay you anything you want for that." Now, folks, that's available to you on that website. AmericanDeception.com. You will find out how the tax-exempt foundations have taken your country from you for their own purposes.
Well, for those that don't know, I want to back you up here and actually read, coming up after the break, the actual quote by Carol Quigley. But it's simple. You've got less than 20 robber baron families. And over 110 years ago, they publicly got together and said, we've got to, through government, take over society and vertically integrate society. And they had the Jekyll Island meeting in Georgia. They took over our monetary system. And they have turned us into basically the equivalent of retarded monkeys. And for those of us that can still think, Charlotte, how do we reach out to people who literally don't even know what town they're in? I mean, you see the people, even yuppies that have decent jobs, they think it's cool to be stupid.
Well, I think we really are, you know, we're in major trouble. And I was joking with one of your guys there when I said, I've seen so much of this horrible stuff that my brain is numb, huh? And I think a lot of us feel that way. So I said, we're all really quite numb now, and everybody else is dumb. So who's number and who's dumber? I mean, the people who've done the research and have been screaming and yelling and speaking like myself and you, Alex, all over the place, thank God for you. Don't you sometimes, Alex, when you open up your internet and your emails, don't you look at it and feel numb?
Yeah.
I mean, just numb.
Well, sometimes I get numb. More often I get absolutely outraged. But
I used to, I used to be the outrage thing. Now I'm into numb.
And I hear you, Charlotte.
I'm numb.
Got a break. Stay right there. We're going to come back. Got two more segments with you. Then I'm getting the big sis. She's taking over the whole country.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country. And it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
State Department employees to actually understand the globalist agenda so that they could carry out this operation against us. Now, the argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideas and policies, one perhaps on the right and the other on the left, is a foolish idea acceptable only to the doctrine and academic thinkers. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical so that the American people can throw the rascals out, in quotes, at any election without leading to any profound or extreme shifts in policy. And we're already seeing the Republicans that have gotten into office, the leadership, continuing everything. But so much of it is just lies. I mean, the public doesn't even understand how big corporations work, so you try to tell them, hey, insurance companies wrote the health care bill. It's a fact. The health care lobbyist head was for it. They wrote it. You tell them that, they're like, shut up, you work for the insurance companies. The oil companies, the big mega companies, wrote the carbon tax takeover because they're owned by the banks. You tell the average liberal that, they just cannot listen to you because they're brain damaged. They're brainwashed. It's like a mainline conservative. You explain to them that a big agribusiness wrote the takeover of the farms and ranches, this Food Safety Act. They won't go check that that's a fact and that big agribusiness bankrolled it. They just, liberals think big government's there to help them. Conservatives think big corporations are there to help them. They don't know big corporations created big government to give them government power to rob you. Going back to Charlotte Iserby, I just want to point out, folks, that there's only 800 of these books, and I'm kind of shocked because looks like we've already sold 20% of them in the last 50 minutes. So this book's basically been pretty much out of print, and Charlotte's been selling them again on her site. But now we've bought them all, and they're available discounted at Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Every educator needs to have this. Every school board needs to be shown this. This is their internal documents. This is the smoking gun proof. This is how we bring the criminals to justice. The average person won't believe this stuff because it's so outlandish. But look at what our country's begun. I mean, look what it's turned into. No dodgeball, no chase, no hugging. It's prisoner training.
Oh, yeah, it really is. And, Alex, I think that I'm so glad that you have bought the remaining copies. And I would recommend for these books should be going into the hands of – there are good educators out there. And make sure they get into the hands of good educators and legislators who are on education committees in your state legislatures because, as I said, it's going to be very, very difficult. And we may not win this battle. But the only way we can go right now is to try to hold on to the traditional structure of the school with the superintendent, the elected school board.
Well, Charlotte, look what happened a year ago.
And a K through 12 curriculum. Let me point out, the new curriculum that's going into Maine, it's terrible. It's going to, some students will graduate at 14 years old and some at 21. There will be no grades anymore. I mean, K through 12.
No summer.
No A, B, C, D. It's all school to work.
No summer.
What?
They're trying to get rid of summer education. But look how they're also in Illinois and California. Remember that case 2 years ago where the state announced, we own your children, you can't homeschool? I mean, that shows their mindset.
Well, yeah, and so the thing is we've got to go all the way back, get rid of the Department of Ed in Washington, get rid of your State Department of Ed in your city. Once Americans understand what they're doing right now and they're using school choice to do it, do not forget that, folks. That's the key. They're using that. It's the most evil deceit. In my career, ever since I went abroad and came back and went through everything I've been through, this is the most evil deceit.
Well, Charlotte, stay there. We got a break. 1 minute, final segment. We're going to have you pop in again next week before you go out of town. This is so important. I want to explain to people how they are federalizing, corporatizing schools.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.